I've seen you in the hallway, in the pretty dress. I'm not sure, but I think I know your secret. I've asked you to dinner a few times, and you keep refusing me. You're busy, or your brother's in town. All the made-up excuses. But what you don't realize is I'm persistent. I see something I want, and I get it. You finally agree to go to dinner with me. All I can do is watch you as you walk in the restaurant. Those epically large tits straining against that gorgeous dress as you sashay over to the table with me. God, you're such a sight of beauty. And I realize just how lucky I am to be out with you. Now watch you watch me. Then notice that our tits are similar in size. They're both epically large. Nice big global orbs of G-cups. I love that you have big tits. And I decide about halfway through dinner to tell you that. A little knowing smile crosses your lips and makes me know that it's a good thing. I take you back to your door, and I plan on being respectful. But I have to taste those lips. Oh, one kiss and you invite me in. I'm thrilled. I really didn't want to be a good girl tonight. I really want to find out if I'm right. You mention that I'm wearing a shirt, and that it's kind of low cut. And I admit to wearing it for you, that I love showing off my tits for you. You giggle and ask if you can see them. Of course you can. I remove my shirt and my bra, and you gasp. You gasp at just how big my nipples are, and how round and soft my tits are. And you dive right in with your mouth, kissing and sucking on my nipples. I decide to be bold, and I slide my hand down between your legs, and you jump. I laugh. It's okay. I had a suspicion. You're blushing now a little bit. And I ask if I can lift your dress. You excuse yourself for a moment and come back. Not wearing your dress anymore. And between your legs, I've confirmed my suspicion. I was really hoping that your cock was as big as I thought it was, because you were having trouble hiding it from me. And I am not disappointed. Oh, between your legs is the most glorious cock I have ever seen. It is so long and luscious. So much so that I fall to my knees before you and begin to worship it, taking it between my lips, sliding my tongue over every inch and watching it grow. watching it grow to epic proportions. It's even bigger than I thought it would be. Oh, God. I just rub my face over it and take as much as I can down my throat. Fuck, baby, it's gorgeous. I'll look up at you and tell you I can't wait. And you look confused. I'm assuming that this isn't the reaction you normally get. And I smile. And I say I can't wait to make it all fit. The grin on your face is totally worth it. As you pull me up and then sit me down on the couch and climb onto my lap. Your mouth attacks my nipples, and our breasts are pressed, kind of together. Fuck, just feeling, the size of those tits. And that hard, long, gorgeous cock between us. Both of us knowing, knowing just how much fun we're gonna have. You make little comments about how gorgeously big my tits are. And I return the favor. I lift you up, your legs around me, and I carry you into the bedroom. I lay that gorgeous body out on the bed and I worship it. Every inch of you. Kissing, sucking, licking, telling you just how gorgeously beautiful you are. I kiss your lips once I've kissed over every inch of you. And I go back down. I watch your eyes light up as I kneel over your cock. I spread my lips and I tease the tip into my entrance. And I smile. You can't take your eyes off of it. You can't even think. I slide inch by painful inch down onto that gloriously large cock. Oh, yes. You're expecting whimpers of agony. What you get are moans of pleasure. I manage to slide you all the way down till I'm resting against your hips. And you look up at my face and grin. I knew I could take all of you. Have you ever been completely inside someone before? You shake your head. Good. I want to be the sheath for this cock. I need you to fill me. I start to bounce. You're hitting my cervix as you pound inside me so fucking deep, our tits bouncing. Hands, mouths, fucking, covering each other. I'll ride you like a fucking carnival. Burying you deep, deep inside me. I can see that you're lost in the pleasure. Lost in the pleasure of not being careful. Lost in the pleasure of being able to completely fuck someone. And I am so thrilled to give you that. I fucking come. I come so hard that I'm screaming your name. Over and over. As you pound my pussy. Fuck. With that epically large cock. Oh, God, baby. It is just so fucking amazing. It doesn't take you long of being able to let loose to just explode inside me. Oh, God, and the feeling of having somebody come so deep inside you is amazing. It's so fucking delicious, I'm just addicted to the thought. I slide off, and I curl up next to your body, and I wrap my arms completely around you, and our breasts are pressed together, and I kiss you. This is going to be an epic adventure, I say. You kind of blow me off. But I know. I know what I mean to you. And I know that I've given you something that no one else ever has. And I'm not going anywhere. The next day, we wake up. I jump up out of bed in just a pair of panties and walk out to the kitchen. And I start to make breakfast. You're confused. And you come out fully clothed. And I do a lot of leaning over the table to make you breakfast, teasing you and watching your cock start to get hard all over again. Oh, the fact that we both have similarly sized tits just makes me wet. I finally lean over your shoulder and just grab them, kneading my hands over your breasts. Oh, seeing your cock twitch. You can't hide a cock like that when you're aroused. And I don't want you to. I crave this body already. And I've only had a taste. Breakfast half eaten, you've pushed me up against the counter and fucking shoved it so far inside me that I cry out. You mistake it for a cry of pain. And I say no. No, 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 don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Just pound me. Pound me, please. I need that fucking cock. The thought of you just makes me wet. We end with a nice shower and both head into work. I call and decide to risk it. I leave you a voicemail that I couldn't help but touch myself at lunch today, thinking of you. That I want to see you again. That I need to see you again. I need to have you. I need to fuck you. My luck has it that you take my call and you agree to see me again that night. I come over in the tightest shirt and lowest cut shirt I own. Oh, God. I'm wet. All day, just thinking of you. I walk in, and your eyes are drawn immediately to my chest, and I grin. You're not even trying to hide it anymore. You're not even trying to hide just how much you want to be with me. And I walk over, and I fall to my knees, and I just fucking kiss you. Your crotch. You don't know what to do. I can't get enough of this cock, I say. I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of everything that you are. I need it. I need you inside me. I need to feel my lips wrapped around it. I have been dreaming of this all day. All I want is that cock and those tits in my face. Oh, God. I fucking need it. You smile down at me, and I feel you growing hard beneath my mouth. I slide you between my lips and bring you all the way down. Oh, down, down into my throat, taking every inch of you all the way to the base, and I watch your eyes go wide. Fuck. You bulge my throat out, and it feels so good. Bigger things always feel so good. You grab my head and you hold it there for a moment before letting me up. And I smile up at you as I cough. But now you know, I can take you. Every inch of you. And then I'm yours.